Now we find ourselves at the St. Joseph transept. And here we see five windows that we call our patriarch windows. On the other side were ladies who lead up to Our Lady. And they might be called our matriarchal windows, but these are patriarchal windows, although they do include some ladies as well. They go in chronological order, leading up to the statue of St. Joseph, who's dressed as a prince. He has a working man's tunic, but he's a purple cloak. And that's to remind us that he is a prince of Judah in the Davidic line. We see the windows go in order from the back forward. There's Abraham, Sarah, and Isaac. There's Jacob and Joseph. There's the beautiful, touching love story of Ruth and Boaz. There's King David with his harp in the chancel area near the organ. There's the great King Josiah. And these are all people whose names are recorded for us in the genealogy that is read at Christmastide when we're reading about the genealogy of our Lord. The chancel area is that area where the cantor will chant from, and the choristers will sing from there. And we have a very small little chancel area, but we have a mighty and wonderful music program, and we're very pleased and very proud of our musicians. This whole side of the church really kind of relates to music. You'll see in the corner there's a page, a 500-year-old piece of parchment, that is a page from one of the books that the monks would have used to sing the propers from. And in this Catholic church, we will sing propers every Sunday. And so, you know, there it is before the printing press, and we're still doing those very propers that were done many years ago in our worship today. The chancel area also is where you'll see the organ, the piano, and there's some wonderful icons in the chancel area. They're not easy to see, but they are also related to musicians. You have St. Gregory the Great, who gives his name to our Gregorian chant. And there's St. Ambrose of Milan, who is one of the first and oldest of the hymnists or writers of hymns in our Western tradition. He has in his hand a scroll with the Te Deum in it, which is a hymn that we still sing in the Catholic liturgy. We have St. Cecilia. By the way, these Gregory and Ambrose, these were painted by an Englishman. St. Cecilia is the Roman martyr from the early church who is the patron saint of musicians. She's has her harp, so she represents musicians there. And Hildegard von Bingen, who points us towards polyphony. These are two also musician saints. And they were painted by in a style that's more of an Eastern European style, and they are just amazing, amazing icons. I should point out that Hildegard von Bingen is one of the doctors of the church. We have a lot of doctors of the church depicted in our art. In fact, Gregory the Great and Ambrose are doctors of the church as well. But we have all of the lady doctors of the church, so if you want to go on a scavenger hunt and try to find all the ladies depicted in the church that are doctors of the church, you can do so. The last two icons we see over there are near the organ. That's Leander, who holds in his hand the creed. We sing the creed or chant the creed on Sundays because of Leander and his younger brother, who was also a bishop thereafter, after Leander, whose name is Saint Isidore. And these remarkable saints from the Spanish, from what we call Spain today, they were Roman Catholics at the time when the Goths came in. The Goths were Arian heretics, and they came in and stole all the Catholic churches, and basically the Catholics went underground and were suppressed. And Leander was this remarkable young man who began to preach the gospel and as a bishop and really changed the hearts of the Arians. And so they came into the Catholic Church, and he said, okay, well, now that you're converted, we're going to sing the Nicene Creed every Sunday just to make sure you don't slip back into heresy as Arians. And so we have, it's interesting, these two icons were painted for us in Mexico, and they're in a style that is similar to the Spanish art of around the time of St. Leander. And you'll see the creed in St. Leander's hands, and it has a part of the creed that is a kind of contentious part of the creed when it comes to ecumenism, because he's the one who adds that the Holy Spirit is also from the Son, and so that section of the creed is depicted there. Taken together, these it makes just a lovely place for our musicians to gather and to sing their chants and to lead us in our hymns and to sing their polyphony and to play their cellos. And you never know what you're going to get when you come to Our Lady of the Mountains. We have a really extraordinary musical program. And, you know, we are a very ancient church. We have lots of traditions, and those traditions are kept alive in our worship. So one Sunday you might come and you might hear a little bit of Greek and a little bit of Latin and a little bit of English or a little bit of Spanish. And you might even hear, I think we've sung Old Church Slavonic. Sometimes, you know, French, sometimes German. It just depends when you come, really. But just great tradition, all these wonderful traditions of our music as Catholics, and it's kept alive here, and we're extremely proud of our musicians, and we encourage you to come some Sunday and listen to our beautiful choir, and find yourself wrapped in the tradition of our Catholic Church.